Mark Wahlberg, let's start with you. Welcome to Fresh Air. Why did you want to make The Fighter in the first place?
Well, for a number of reasons. The first reason, well, one reason being, I've always wanted to play a boxer. I've been a huge fan of boxing movies for a very long time, and I was an even bigger Irish Mickey Ward fan. There were a couple of other films that I was came close to making at one point or another, one being a film called Out of My Feet, which is still yet to be produced, and then another film called The Black Dahlia, which is about police officers, boxers turned police officers. But the Mickey Ward story was always the one I really wanted to tell.
You grew up in the same neighborhood as he did?
About 30 minutes apart. He's on the North Shore of Boston, and I grew up right in Dorchester, which is right inside of Boston.
So did he actually have like big significance in your neighborhood? And what about
He
his
did.
brother? What about his brother? What significance did he have? Because he was a former boxer turned crack addict.
Yeah, well, Dickie was a little more infamous than Mickey. Mickey was such a huge sports icon because of the fact that, in Boston, obviously, is a big sports town, but Larry Bird is from Indiana. All these athletes weren't from one of our neighborhoods and weren't really considered one of our own. And Mickey Ward was the local guy who did the impossible. And he always inspired all of us to be able to, really big goals for ourselves and to accomplish them.
So, you were in this movie right from the start, right? Was it your idea to make it?
Well, I had the idea to make the movie, having met Mickey Ward the first time when I was 18, and I was pretty far along in my career and starting to try to find things that I could develop, and create my own opportunities, and vehicles for myself. So I approached him and Dickie about telling their story, and unfortunately, for me, there was some rights issues. Other people had already approached them about telling their story, and nobody really knew who had the actual rights or how to sift through that problem. So I basically just kind of walked away. And shortly after that, Paramount had contacted me and said not only did they have the rights, but they also had a script that they were excited about making, and offered me the part to play Mickey.
The original, I think Darren Aronofsky, who made The Wrestler and Black Swan, was, I think, originally supposed to direct The Fighter, but he backed out. And the way I understand it, it was your idea to get Darren the way I understand it was your idea to get David O. Russell to direct the film. You'd worked with him already on three is it Three Kings or Four Kings? I always
Yeah, we made
forget. Three
Three
Kings.
King because I did Four Brothers.
Yeah,
We did
right. Confusing.
Three Kings together and I Heart
And I
Huckabees.
Heart Huckabees, yeah. So you'd work with him twice. Why did you think he'd be right for The Fighter?
Well, for a number of reasons, but just going back to Darren Aronofsky for a second, Darren was really passionate about making the movie. It's just unfortunately he wasn't obsessed in the way that I was. Brad Pitt was attached at one point to play Dick Eklund, as was Matt Damon. And those guys kind of came and went. So we were kind of left without another star to get the movie made at the budget in which Paramount wanted to make it. So then Darren just basically decided, you know what, he had The Wrestler and didn't want to sit around in limbo, not knowing if it would ever happen. I was, as an actor, obviously able to go and take other jobs and continue to train in hopes that the movie would finally get made. But when I was thinking about David, we were having conversations about what we could do to make the script better, and we were actually down the road pretty far with another filmmaker, but it just dawned on me that the only person to make the movie would be David. He really got these people. He fell in love with the people, the city of Lowell. Nobody understands me and brings out the best in me better than David. So it just made sense, and it just meant convincing everybody else involved that David was the right guy to make this film and make the best version of the film.